It's not the wonders of the world that make a place. It's the people. As proud South Africans, it falls upon us to build an environment where persons with disabilities are not an afterthought, but are at the forefront of design and planning processes. Dr. Mzizi Maiza, CEO of Council for the Built Environment, the National Film and Video Foundation, NFVF, would like to invite people with disabilities to submit proposals for a short fiction or documentary film produced as part of the fully inclusive anthology. We welcome unique and broad interpretations of the theme. The call seeks to award funding for two standalone short fiction program 1 and two standalone documentary concepts program 2 to the value of up to R250,000 only, each for the production in keeping with the theme of fully inclusive. The final film to be produced by each successful applicant will be a duration of 5 to 10 minutes. Background: individuals with disabilities in South Africa encounter numerous challenges, including inaccessible public transportation options, limited availability of specialized services such as Dial-A-Ride, financial difficulties due to insufficient disability grants, employment biases that restrict job opportunities. These challenges create systemic barriers that hinder accessibility and everyday living. Navigating disability challenges in South Africa. A story of resilience and change, Cape Town today. Can we envision a built environment in South Africa wherein buildings and infrastructure are designed with everyone in mind, not just for the majority, but for all citizens? South Africa celebrates National Disability Rights Awareness Month annually between the 3rd of November and the 3rd of December. The 3rd of December is the International Day of Persons with Disabilities and is also celebrated as National Disability Rights Awareness Day. The Disability Awareness Month offers an opportunity for all of us to remove these barriers and to improve the quality of life of people with disabilities through concrete action. Terms of reference: the proposals should be by people with disabilities and should center stories of disability. Proposals must have a clear central idea, captivating and compelling story. The films produced out of this initiative will have to meet the NFVF's requirements for content that informs, educates, entertains, and offers unique, diverse perspectives. Selection criteria for project's proposal: applications can be submitted in written form or can be partially submitted in video format. Submissions need to include 1-2 page motivation or 3 minutes max for video explaining the motivation. This should also reflect your lived experience with a disability. 1 page story concept or 3 minutes max video explaining the concept. Visual treatment: this should give a detailed explanation of what the film is going to look like, including tone, pace, and characters. 1.2 pages or 5-minute video. CVs of the key creative team and links to previous work. Final film to be produced will be a duration of 5 to 10 minutes. Eligibility: in order for a production company to be considered for this opportunity, the applicant must meet the following requirement. Applicant must be either a South African citizen or be a permanent resident of South Africa. Who does not qualify? Previous recipients of NFVF slate funding, including animation slates, documentary slates, youth and female filmmaker project, are not eligible for this fund. Individuals and/or production companies that have 4 active NFVF-funded projects across the value chain, i.e., development, production, post-production, marketing and distribution, training, and festival funding support. Production companies that have current projects active in production funded by the NFVF. Compulsory requirements: all applicants must submit the following compulsory documentation: valid tax clearance certificate or tax clearance status PIN document, not older than 1 year. Asterisk. If available, if successful, the beneficiary will have to obtain a tax clearance certificate before contracting can commence. Recently certified ID copy. Dated certification stamp not older than 6 months. An authentic doctor's letter proving one's disability. Company registration document, proof of company registration. Failure to submit the above-mentioned compulsory documentations will render the application incomplete and therefore disqualified. Applicants need to register and complete the online application form using the following link. https://nfvf.praxisgmsco.za/. The opening date of the call is the 26th of September 2025. And the closing date for applications is the 27th of October 2025 at 17:00. Any queries may be directed to Katlego Mozamedi, katlegom@nfvf.co.za, or Sitsi the main, sitsit@nfvf.co.za. For any queries regarding technical issues with submissions, please contact NFVF's applications team. Thandakil Halachwayo, thandakile@nfvf.co.za or Monty Sekwakwa, mantis@nfvf.co.za, or call 011-484-0880. Please note that failure to submit the above-mentioned key and compulsory documentation will render the application incomplete and therefore disqualified. No late applications will be accepted. About the NFVF, the National Film and Video Foundation, NFVF, an agency of the Department of Arts and Culture, was mandated to ensure the equitable growth of the South African film and video industry. The NFVF does this by providing funding for the development, production, marketing, and distribution of films, and also the training and development of filmmakers. In addition, the NFVF commissions research and produces industry statistics that provide both the public and stakeholders with valuable insights into the South African film industry.